Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Itaúsa's conference call to discuss 2014 results. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. Should you require assistance during the call, please press the star followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. The file will be available at the company's website at itausa.com.br/en at the Investor Relations section. If you still do not have a copy of Itaúsa's earnings report released Wednesday, February 19th, you may download it from the company's website at itausa.com.br/en. This conference call and the slides presentation are being transmitted via internet as well. You can access the webcast by logging on to the company's website at itausa.com.br/en. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today, we have Mr. Henri Penchas, Vice President and Investor Relations Officer at Itaúsa, Mr. Luis Marcelo Bosso, Investor Relations Manager at Itaútec, Mr. Marcos Antônio Demarchi, CEO and Investor Relations Officer at LE Queiroz, Mr. Flavio Donatelli, CFO and Investor Relations Officer at Duratex, Mr. Alfredo Egydio Setubal, Executive Vice President and Investor Relations Officer at Itaú Unibanco Holding. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Henri. Sir, you may now begin.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a big pleasure to begin this conference call about the results of Itaúsa as of 31 December 2014. The presentation will focus on the sustainability of the company, the shareholders of the company, the net debt, dividends, yield, assets, investments, and profit. In the slide four, you can see the ownership structure of Itaúsa and of Itaú Unibanco, Duratex, Itautec, LE Queiroz, without any major modification from prior year. Slide five, we can see the total assets, where the own assets represents 96% of the total, and the third-party assets represents just 1.7 billion, in which 1.3 billion are represented just by the dividends payable to the shareholders. The company is very liquid and without any debt. That can see also with more details in page number six, where you have the debt index, the overall liquidity, and the net debt index. In the slide seven, you see our first commandment that all the dividends received directly and indirectly from Itaú Unibanco are redistributed to our shareholders. Slide number eight. The board decided yesterday to distribute, relatively to the results of 2014, dividends of 2.1 billion, which represent an increase of 58% in comparison with the dividends of 2013, and that after the capital increase that was also approved yesterday of 300 million. So the total dividend payable will be of 2.4 billion, 300 billion. We are proposing a capital increase by cash and the net dividend of 2.1 billion in the fiscal year of 2014. Please note the huge increase in the dividend by cash that will be received by the shareholders even after the capital increase of 300 million. Slide number 9, the dividend yield of Itaúsa, considering and not considering the capital increase in comparison with Itaú Unibanco. Slide 10, the total assets of Itaúsa of 40.9 billion, in which we have investments in controlled company of 38 billion, which are decomposed in slide 11, and we can see that 35.7 billion are represented by the investment in the financial area, which represents 94% of the total. 5.7 are invested in the industrial area, Duratex, El Queiroz, and Italtec, and just 100 million in other sectors. Page 12, the evolution of the stockholders' equity and the net income of the parent company. I would like to comment the capital annual growth of the net income of 17.8% since 2011 to 2014, with a huge increase from 2013 to 2014. Slide 13, evolution of per share, of the net income and a book value per share. The return on equity, the total and the recurring, and or just with the recurring income, slide 14. The decrease of general administrative expenses on parent company net income, slide 15. And the distribution of the net income by sector, by equity revenue, where we can see that the net revenue from the financial area represents 7.7 billion from a total net income of 7.9 billion. And with an increase in the net income of the company from 2013 to 2014 of 39%. So the year was a very, very good year with huge increases in all the main indicators of Itaúsa. I'm passing the word to Luis Marcelo Bozo, who will speak about Itautec. Please, Bozo.
Thank you, Mr. Penches. Good morning. Now I will talk about Itautec's performance from January to December 2014, including, as you can see on slide 19, gradual decommission of computing unity and strategic partnership with Okilex Industry on banking automation, retail automation, and technological services segment. On slide 20, we have some information on the computing segment and its gradual decommission, including production shutdown in June 2014, sale of residual notebooks and desktop inventories, reducing negative impact on the contribution margin, sale of remaining raw material in progress, finalization of contracts with public agencies, remaining installation in progress, and management of warrants and customer service. Currently, we have about 50 active employees. Now highlighted, we all contracts and obligations to supply, maintain, and provide warranty, servicing for Italtec Infoe machines will be honored, as will customer service and maintenance service. As you can see on slide 21, on January 10, 2014, Italtec and the Oki Electric Industry signed a strategic partnership in the automation and technological service segments. Oki Electric acquired 70% of the interests of Italtec S.A. and Italtec Participações e Comércio S.A. em BR Indústria e Comércio de Produtos e Tecnologia S.A. em Automação S.A. Now, Oki Brasil. Below, shareholding structure of Oki Brasil after partnership with Oki Electric becomes effective. Slide 22. The agreement with Oki Electric considers the transfer of the shares held by Italtec to Oki Electric by the exercise of a put or call options on or off after the 30th anniversary of the closing. Italtec has two technically qualified representatives on the Oki Brasil board, responsible jointly with the three directors appointed by Oki Electric for the company's business strategy. Results for the first year of the strategic partnership of Oki Electric are in line with expectations, despite of the difficult economic environment. After accounting for the period from January to December 2014, resulted in a loss of 20.9 million of reais. Slide 24. Accumulated net revenue from January to December 2014 was 101.6 million of reais. Gross profit was a loss of 80.6 million of reais, resulting from lower margin in the competing segment. The net income from January to December 2014 was a loss of 38.7 million of reais. Adjusted net income, excluding non-recurring events, as you can see in the right side box, in the same slide, was 79.5 million of reais. Cash and cash equivalents at the end of 2014 was 41.8 million of reais. Gross profit was 86.5 million of reais, resulting in a net debt financial position of 44.7 million of reais. Stockholders' equity was 190.3 million of reais, and total asset 289.6 million of reais. Slide 25, the last slide. Total assets and stockholders' equity at the end of 2014 showed an expressive reduction since the announcement of strategic reposition of the company occurred in May 2013. Investment in Oki Brasil on December 31, 2014 was 40.4 million of reais. Now I conclude my presentation and I pass the word to Mr. Marco Antonio De Marchi, who will talk about the Lacrosse.
Good morning. I'm going to talk about Eli Queiroz, beginning on page 27, where we can see the shipped volumes. On a quarterly basis, we kept the same level of quarter four 2013 in the three first quarters of 2014. The same level of quarter four 2013. Dropping in the last quarter due to shutdown for maintenance in the inorganic chemicals. That's why this drop in the fourth quarter. On a yearly basis, we can see that we had a 5% less volume, basically in the organics, and this performance was coherent with the Brazilian chemical industry that has had a weak year due to the low GDP, industrial GDP. On the page 28, we can see that we have had the sales revenue, the worst quarter was the quarter two. Since then, we are recovering, even in terms of sales revenue as well as in the gross profit, achieving on the fourth quarter our regular level. But in accumulated basis, the year was 56% below the previous year. This was especially due to transitional anti-synergies that were a result of our purchase of the gas plant in Camaçari. We knew already that the first year we were going to transform and to connect, to interconnect the two plants, and this will be ready, and we then will have the bonus beginning on the second quarter of 2015. On page 29, the non-recurrent events, we have 5 million costs in engineering for constructing a new industrial plant. The project is in the standby due to the adverse economic environment right now. That's why we decided to put in as costs. And we have also 13 million in provisions for contingencies. On the side of the net income, we have two provisions, recurring provisions, one for the receivables due to the bad situation of the economy in general sense and some customers, and as well as 2 million due to the cost of our inventories. In a moment that the oil is dropping dramatically, we have to then make this provision. We can see the net income and the EBITDA quarter by quarter on the two graphics on the bottom of the page. The page 2030. We have also the yearly evolution of the shipped volume with an increase of 2% CAGR, but a drop in 2014, as well as in the sales revenue and the result in the net income and EBITDA. On page 31, we point out here the investment we have done during 2014 of 64 million reais to purchase and interconnect and modify the production of the former Air Products plant in Camaçari. We will have then, as I said before, from the second quarter on, all the bonus from this acquisition. We see the two pictures, the newly installed superheater that transforms, we are now self-sufficient in terms of water steam, and a general view of this plant. Finalizing on page 32, in the course of 2014, we have done structural and short-term measures that bring us to a better position to have a better profitability in 2015. We have reduced the fixed costs, redesigned the strategy that has now short-term and long-term goals very well, very clear, and with corresponding actions. We have advanced in R&D. We have now a new portfolio of plasticizers, including a non-phthalate phthalate plasticizer, especially designed for the European and North American market. We have a very low accident rate, showing that we have made advance in process and personal safety. We have done an organizational restructuring with renewal of talent and key managers, and we are consolidating a new culture focusing on passion for performance and sense of urgency. Well, I finalized my presentation, and I pass the word to Flavio Donatelli.
Thank you, Mr. Marcio. Let's start the presentation of Juvatex. We start with page 34 with the operating highlights. Our EBITDA, our consolidated EBITDA margin was around 24% in 2014, but point out that our margin in the fourth quarter was 25.7. 2014 was a very difficult year, mainly during the second quarter. During this quarter, the second quarter, we faced a very weak market with a substantial drop in the furniture consumption in the retail. With this drop in the consumption, the company, in order to keep the market, its market share, we had to give some discounts, price discounts, which affected our margin during the second and third quarter. With the recuperation of the volume during the third and the fourth quarter, we had the opportunity to reduce these discounts and increase the prices mainly of the MDF. So this contributed for the increase of margin in the fourth quarter. The second highlight was the acquisitions we had this year. The first one was the increase of our participation from 37% to 80% in the Tablemac. Is our company in Colombia, panel industry in Colombia. We increased our participation. And in the first quarter of 2014, we bought some forests from Cachoana is in Minas Gerais, in order to reduce the distance between the forest and our plant in Uberaba. With this reduction in the distance, we can have low freight costs in the wood, the raw material of the wood for this plant. In terms of the operation, during the fourth quarter, in order to adjust our capacity to the demands, to the decreased demand of the market, we are shutting down our sanitary water operation in Jundiaí, called the Louças Plant 2 in Jundiaí. And as this plant is our old plant with old lines, and we are concentrating this operation in our plant of Queimados, a plant that we built in 2013, which is a new plant with new machines, much more efficient. And to finalize, the board last week decided for the payout of 40% this year, above the minimum of 30% defined in our bylaws. On page 36, you can see the financial highlights, the consolidated financial highlights. Our total revenue, net revenue, increased around 3% during 2014. It's important that in fourth quarter our margin, EBITDA margin, reached 25.7%. This year the company posted 359 net recurrent net income, and our recurrent ROE was around 8% below the ROE of last year. On page 37, the highlights of the wood segment, we grew 5.4% this year, and as I mentioned before, with the recuperation of the prices of the panels, mainly the MDF, the company with 31.9% margin, EBITDA margin, which is more close to the average we saw in the last years. Okay. During the year, our margin was, our consolidated margin in the wood was 27.4, due to the, mainly the problems we had during the second quarter. On page 38, highlights of DECA. DECA, we had a decrease in our net revenue of 1.8% due to the very poor performance of the construction sector. Because of this reduction in volume and the revenues, and because of the cost increase of a lot of adjustments we did in the metal and sanitary lines during mainly the fourth quarter, and because we had diseconomies of scale due to the low capacity utilization during the year, our margin was 17% in 2013. On page 40, in terms of our indebtedness, we can say that our debt level is low, despite the drop in the EBITDA this year. Our debt over EBITDA is on 1.81 times, okay, and represents 37.5% of our records. When you see the amortization schedule, you can see that we have in cash all the debt which matures in 2014. We have in our total debt, we have part of our debt is in foreign currency, but totally hedged to reais, because around 95% of our total revenues happens in the internal market. On page 41, our investments in 2014 was 608 million reais. With this investment, I believe that we finalized a very important cycle of investments. We almost tripled our capacity from 2006-2007 to now. And we are forecasting for 2015 only a capex of sustaining, which are around 400 million reais. So, finalize my presentation. 2015 will be, again, a very challenging year, and the focus will be on the operation. In the DECA division, as I mentioned before, we are closing. We closed our sanitary ware plant and made some adjustments in the operational line, which dimensioned DECA to the current market needs. Our focus in 2014 will be cost, okay, in all divisions, in the SG&A costs. We will focus on cost reduction. Our CAPEX will be limited to the operation maintenance. And in line with our strategic plan, we are making a very small investment, but a very important investment, with the plantation of a forest in the northeast of Brazil, the region which we are seeing the main growth of consumption of wood panels. And our idea is to have a new plant in the future, in 6, 7, or 8 years, we don't know, in the northeast, to have an operation there. There is no plant in the northeast by now. So we believe that with all these measures, Duratex is prepared to maintain its leadership and continue to deliver results above the market average. For my colleague, Alfredo Setúbal.
Thank you, Flavio. Good morning. Starting with the presentation about Itaú Unibanco Holding. It is very important to notice that the numbers that we are showing here differs a little bit with the numbers of last week, the bank's release, because we are showing numbers in IFRS not only for the Itaúsa, but in the case of the bank also. So the numbers is, as I said, a little different from what we saw last week when the bank released the annual results. the IFRS, the result for the fourth quarter was 5.8 billion, and the total number for the year is 21.1 billion. So you can see here the difference in the two accounting models, and the growth of the result was 27.3% in the year. That means ROE of 23.8% in 2014, and total assets for the bank 1.1 trillion reais, and the stockholders' equity finished the year with 99.3 billion. Total funds, own capital, raised, managed funds, deposits, and so on, 1.6 trillion reais by the end of the year. The loan portfolio, including securities and endorsements, 526 billion reais. We are going to detail more this number. With an increase of 9%. Loan losses provisions expenses 18.8 billion with an increase of 5.5% when we compare to 2013, but it's below, the growth is below the growth of the credit portfolio. In 2014 we bought back 1 million shares. In this year, in January, the bank bought 11 million shares at an average price of 34.13 cents. On slide 45, we can see the loan portfolio. We continue to de-risk the loan portfolio of the bank for the last 3 years almost, and we continue to do that, especially in this economic environment that is not good, and probably we are going to have a very low GDP growth or even negative for this year. So we continue to be very cautious in terms of growth for the loan portfolio. We continue to give more attention for payroll loans. Last year, the growth, considering the organic growth plus the acquisition that we made in this portfolio from the BMG Bank, we finished with 40 billion reais in payroll loans with a growth of 80%. Another portfolio that we continue to grow is mortgage, of course in a much lower pace than in the last years. The growth last year was 19%, and the total portfolio achieved 29%. But we continue to be confident in this portfolio, even in this more difficult environment. Probably the growth this year will be less than that in terms of percentage. But as we finance 60-65% of the market value of the real estate, the delinquency is very, very low, and we continue to be confident in this portfolio. Vehicles, we continue to reduce, another reduction last year. We finished the portfolio with 29 billion reais. Just remember that three years ago, this portfolio was above 60 billion, but due to the conditions of the economy and the risks, we continue to reduce this portfolio. In terms of companies, corporate continue to be our preference. The total growth last year was 11.2%, achieving 211 billion reais. We consider, in terms of companies, the corporate less risky than small and middle-sized companies. This portfolio, small and middle-sized, we continue to reduce, last year 1.6, as these companies are more leveraged in general, so they suffer more the impact of the low economy, so we prefer, we continue to prefer not to be very active in these segments and concentrate more attention with the corporate. Of course, the corporate will suffer also with this environment, economic environment, but we believe that the companies are more structured and better managed to face the difficulties. So the total credit portfolio, including Latin America portfolio, 526 billion. If we consider the private securities that we held in our treasury as a credit, we have 34 billion. So the total credit risk for Itaú Unibanco, including all the lines in Brazil and abroad, and these private securities, endorsements and surges, 560 billion reais. On slide 46, we can see the evolution, the good evolution of our NPL ratio over 90 days. We finished the quarter with 3.1%, 10 bips better than the previous quarter. Both for individuals and for companies, better numbers. And we're still confident that we are not going to face much risk, much problems in the credit portfolio due to the policies and guarantees that we have in the end, of course, because we reduced the risk of the credit portfolio, as I mentioned in the last slide. On slide 47, we can see that our operation from insurance and fees and tariffs increased 13.2. We continued to be very focused on this as part of the strategy to reduce the risk of the balance sheet overall of the bank, and also not to depend so much in credit risk to make revenue. So one of the strategies is de-risk the credit portfolio and increase insurance results and fees and tariffs that we charge from our clients, launching new products and so on. So we were able last year to increase 13.2, which was a good number in these policies of diversification of the results of the bank. In terms of expenses, we increase in line with the inflation, a little bit above, 20 bps above, but also it's part of the strategy of the bank to control and reduce as much as possible the administrative expenses as part of this strategy of value creation. On slide 48, we were again part of the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for the 15th year since the formation of this index, and also in the ESG at the Bovespa for the 10th year in a row. On slide 49, we can see some of the deals and partnerships that we announced last year in the bank. The merge between Itaú Chile and Itaú Corbanca is going on. We expect in the coming months to have all the approvals from the authorities and shareholder meetings to finalize this deal. Tecban, we announced our joint to the Tecban network of ATMs, so the ATMs outside our branches will be part of these and be shared by all the banks. Itaú BBA corporate reorganization, we finished that, so Itaú BBA is basically the vehicle for investment banking, and all the all the corporate business booked also inside Itaú Unibanco S.A. This gives us more capacity and more capital to continue to increase the bank. Bank assurance is part of our strategy, as I said before, grow the business of insurance, but concentrated more in the related products related to retail, so we can sell products through our branch network without a very specialized sales force. So in this line, we sold to ACE by the end of the year, the last quarter, our risk operation. So we are not more anymore in this business, and also we finish the agreement with Ponto Frio in Casas Bahia related to extended warranty products in their stores. And as we have anticipated cash, we got back cash because we both terminated the deal, the agreement before. So we received 584 million reais for that treatment. On slide 51, you can see the differences between the U.S., the BR gap and the IFRS. The most important difference we can see is in allowance for loan losses. There's a things that cannot be provisioned in the IFRS, so our provisions are reduced when we compare to the BR gap. So this increases the result and of course increase the shareholder's equity also. On slide 52, we can see the outlook that we provide 1 year ago. I think we did a good job in terms of performing these lines, and the result shows that. And for 2015, we can see on slide 53 our expectations for 2015. In terms of loan portfolio, a growth of between 6 and 9%. Managerial financial margin, a growth of between 10 and 14. Loan losses provisions expect net of recoveries 13 to 15 billion reais. Last year was 13. Service fees and results from the insurance business, a growth between 9 and 11%. And non-interest expenses, a growth between 6.5 and 8.5, a little bit above inflation, mainly because of the investments that we are doing in the new data center. So the bank will have to run this year with 3 data centers, so this has an impact in terms of cost. Now I pass the word for Mr. Penches to say more about Itaúsa and finish the conference call.
Thank you, Alfredo. Last chapter of the presentation. I'll try here to show some different aspects of Itaúsa in the stock market. First of all, slide 56. Recognitions, selections, and rankings of Itaúsa. For the 11th time, we were selected and included in the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. We got the highest score in the anti-crime policy, brand management, and financial stability and systemic risk. We also were selected in the Dow Jones Sustainability Emerging Market Index. For the 8th consecutive year, we were selected to compose the ISE, that's the index of sustainability of the Brazilian stock market. We were recognized by the Carbon Disclosure Project as Latin America's leader in transparency. Our global reporting initiative reached in the version G4, a comprehensive approach. We participate in the Carbon Efficient Index. We were listed as the 56th among the 1,000 largest companies in the magazine Dinheiro of Brazil, and we were listed as in the 200 largest Brazilian groups in the magazine Exame Melhores e Maiores. Slide 57, the performance of our preferred shares. I would like to point in the up left that the shares of Itaúsa, Itaubanco, and Duratex represent 15% of the Brazilian stock market for the first 4 years of this year. That's a very important number. And the number of shares traded, the growth of the number of shares traded. And look also the compound annual growth rate of Itaúsa in comparison with the Ibovespa. Slide 58, the daily average financial volume, a very high increase in the negotiation of Itaúsa shares. In January of this year, we had a daily average of 167 million reais with an annual composite rate of 9.4% from 2009 to 2014 in comparison with 5.6% of the Brazilian stock market. Page 59, the discount in the price of Itaúsa in comparison of the sum of the parts. In December, we reached a discount of 21.13%, not taking into account the control premium. Page 60, just an evolution of the discount from December 2009 until January. I would like to mention that in January, the discount was reduced to 18.7%. Slide 61, where we have the analyst's recommendation for our preferred stock, where you can see that from 8 recommendations, 5 are buy and just 3 are hold. And the last chart, page 62, the evolution of our share in comparison with the Brazilian stock market index and with the CDI. You can see that in 10 years and in 12 months, the valuation of our share is much higher than the other two indexes. I would like to thank you, and I and my colleagues, we are open to hear your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Please restrict your questions to 2 at a time. Our first question comes from Mr. Carlos Macedo with Goldman Sachs.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for the opportunity to ask a couple of questions. I actually just have one. Henry, in the past, when we talked about the net distribution to shareholders of dividends, there was a plan to increase it by 10% per year. Obviously, this year, increase it by more than 10%. Is there a plan going forward regarding the distribution, or is it going to be more depending on what kind of profits are generated by the subsidiaries, by the investments, sorry?
Good morning, Carlos. The company adopted a new strategy that's to keep a minimum cash level. So, depending on the dividend of Banco Itaú, we will try to keep a cash level of 700 million reais, and we don't have any big investment in the front, and so from now on depends on the dividend distributed by the bank.
Okay, currently
you have more an increase just in the net dividend to the shareholder. So that's why this year the shareholders, they will have an increase in the dividend after the capital increase, if they participate, of 58%.
Perfect. And after the capital increase, do you have an estimate in what your cash levels are going to be? They're going to be, they already are around 900 million reais, right? A little bit above that.
Yes. You have to take into consideration, Carlos, that we have a question with the Internal Revenue Service from the PIS/COFINS, where we are arguing that we don't have to pay 9.25% of PIS/COFINS from the interest on capital, just 365. But we book the 925 as an expense, and we are keeping 320 million, if I am not wrong, in cash. If a judge asks us to make a deposit of the amount.
Okay.
Now we
okay.
got
Perfect.
What we call here in Brazil the liminar without deposit. So I have an excess of 300 just to have the money available if and when a judge will ask me to make the deposit. But this amount is already recognized as an expense in our accounting.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Henry.
This concludes today's question and answer session. Ms. Irene, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statement.
I would like to thank all of the shareholders that followed our presentation, and as always, my colleagues and I, we are open to any question you have any time of the year. Thank you very much until the next call or the next presentation. Have a nice day. Thank you.
This concludes our Itaúsa's 2014 results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.